I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's time to celebrate one church attack that didn't happen. Syria's government says it thwarted a recent bombing attempt on a Catholic church in western Syria. Although the details they share are limited, the news is an answer to prayer. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says Syria's bigger picture remains grim. Christians, Druze, and Alawite minorities have endured multiple attacks in recent months.
If you are a Christian in Syria right now, you are understandably nervous because while the government has said all the right things about protecting religious minorities, it is not clear that they are committed, when push comes to shove, to make that a reality.
Muslim background believers are the most vulnerable Christians. Pray that international leaders will keep Syria's government accountable to uphold religious freedom. And summer fair season is coming to a close in the United States. The iconic Ferris wheel will always hold memories for parents in a Midwest small town, but not in the way you might expect. Brandon Barrow with The Lighthouse says,
this kid was huffing spray paint while he was driving, passed out, and wrecked his car into one of those Ferris wheels, and somehow impaled himself in the process.
Referred to as huffing, dusting, or chroming, inhalant abuse is popular among teenagers because it's affordable and accessible. Thankfully, the signs of inhalant abuse are hard to hide.
Something I think parents can look for is stumbling around like they're drunk, or a chemical breath odor, paint stains on your face, red eyes, slurred speech, a dazed mentality.
The Lighthouse offers a biblical approach to addiction recovery. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.